Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so, you know, GMA, this, I don't know when this interview came about.
I was stunned.
Yeah, it was Ashley Judd. Diane Sawyer went to see Ashley Judd at her home in Nashville. And Naomi Judd, you know, just, I think it was just 10 days ago, a week ago Sunday, you know, took her life.
Right.
And, you know, not that long ago, very recently. And they're I don't know if Ashley, because they didn't do any pre-promoting of this or whatever.
Wait.
So it felt like it was came together kind of like last minute, like Ashley and her sister Winona talked to each other and they're like, we need to be honest about what happened with our mom. She was so honest with fans about her depression in the book that came out in 2016. And I will just say that as, you know, I have two nephews, two sisters, both of their boys took their lives. And it is such a, you know, there's a shame and grief that are hard to describe, to think that anyone could do the most heinous thing to themselves.
Right.
To imagine the space that's there. And, you know, and I've talked to my mom before about it. And I'm like, I feel like we should do something to make sense of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels too overwhelming.
Right.
And so I'm just transposing my feelings about having, you know, suicide in my family and, you know, the ideation of suicide, too. I think my one nephew, I don't know that he would have taken his life if he hadn't had the example of his cousin.
Right.
5 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It just put that out there that that's an acceptable thing. And I know after Naomi Judd took her life, a friend of my dad's and his wife, a friend that they had just seen at the Talladega race course,
mm-hmm.
the wife, they'd spent 3 days together. She took her life 2 days after Naomi Judd. They were the same age.
Right.
Alabama, you know, like probably was, you know, I mean, again, the ideation that gets out there. So I think the important thing with suicide is to take away the shame of it, the stigma of it. And of course, the Judds have a platform.
An amazing platform.
An amazing platform. So I just wonder if they're just talking about it. And what would mom have really wanted?
Right. And news was coming out today. That was the other piece, Lori.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get ahead of the gossip. They had something that
was like her autopsy being released or something.
Her autopsy was being released, and it's so painful.
Yeah.
And so they said that they wanted to get ahead of the gossip economy.
And again, isn't that terrible that you said, but that is the shame.
Yeah.
And because it's so hard to wrap your head around the fact that somebody that you know
and you love
and loved, that they would be in a place of that much pain, that they would, in 10 seconds of being out of their mind,
right,
do something so unthinkable.
Right.
And the fact that they're like, that she, they wanted to have the story so that it couldn't be some shocking to late, because you're taking back some ownership of it, because you still love your mom. You still, and you want to say to anyone who's out there thinking about it, please don't, you know, 1-800, you know, 273-TALK. I mean, to not, but it's, you're, sometimes it's that 10 seconds of being out of your mind. So here's Ashley Judd talking to Diane Sawyer about her, the loss of her mom, which did just happen like maybe, you know, 10 days ago.
In her sunlit porch, Ashley Judd has set up a kind of altar for her mother, some favorite things. Quietly, Larry Strickland, her stepfather, slips in. The sisters lovingly call him Pop. He'd been traveling in Europe on that Saturday. Ashley made the call.
And it was left to you to call Pop.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I was in high-functioning shock. I was in high-functioning shock, and we all grieve in our own way. You know, and I just said, Pop, I love you, and I'm with you. I love you, and I'm with you. And then had to, obviously, say the next piece. But that's how we are as a family. We love each other, and we are with each other.
Over the years, she's written about the path she forged to transform trauma and depression in her life. Someone in recovery told her, don't quit before your miracle.
There's miracle, but there's footwork. You know, I'm in the footwork department. God is in the results department. And I know that there are things that I have done that have been helpful for me, and that I'm in a different place than my mom was in. And so I really can only speak from my own experience.
And now the search for another path through trauma and grief.
You were saying that these books have been so helpful.
Yes, they have been.
What's the message?
So grief therapy is by some nuns in Indiana. Remain open to the hurt. Grief will demand your attention. And then Tear Soup, I just read this in its entirety yesterday. Don't compare your grief with another's. Don't be too hard on yourself. I wish I could have. Why didn't I? The if only. That is the bargaining stage of grief. And for me, it is my least favorite stage of grief, because it is such a mind game. It is such a cluster. And that's another part of the lie, you know, that if I had done something differently, there would have been a different outcome. And I go back to those three C's I mentioned. I didn't cause it. I can't control it. And I can't cure it.
And of course, she is, that of course speaks to the whole everything with suicide, because the beating
survivors
yourself up.
Wonder, why didn't I do more? Why couldn't I have done more? But it isn't, like she said, you didn't cause it, you can't control it, and you can't cure it.
I would see how that would have, could be a magical mantra for you, because that is overwhelming.
Right. Here's the part, Lori, too, that got me. And we're talking about Ashley Judd. Her mom took her life 10 days ago. And
With a gun.
She was at the house, and a friend at her mother's house. And a friend had come to visit, and she went to go answer the door. And by the time she got back, her mom had taken her life. So she said, I am in trauma. Mm-hmm. I am in grief. She's very in touch, because she's done a ton of therapy.
Because I think she has also suffered from clinical depression, her mom.
And we know that. And she's talked about it openly. And then she also said why Winona wasn't there with her. And she said, Winona and I talked about this. And Winona wrote me a note for today. Winona has to process it in her own way. She's grieving very differently than I am. Mm-hmm. They had a different type of relationship. Yep. Not better, not worse, but it's different. And she said that we always have each other. But it is too painful for her to discuss it right now, and it's too fresh. And the only reason I'm doing it right now is to get ahead of the gossip economy.
Yeah.
And so, and just the language around it, and they also shared, you know, there's over 212 step groups with different things to help people out. And
grief groups,
some group for everybody. Yeah. And that, you know, anonymous programs are available. They're free. Again, the 1-800-273-TALK or text TALK 741-741. Or if you know someone that you think is struggling, please reach out and give them love. And I think the more we talk about this. It was so powerful today, Lori.
I thought so too.
And so new. And so, I mean, it. Mm-hmm. What strength.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. Especially when she said, and I was the one that found her because, you know, the vision of that. And
and how do you, you know.
How do you process it?
And then showing up the next day for when the mom, and they said, mom just couldn't hold on long enough to get the word. She didn't. She knew people loved her, but she couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the disconnect there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they continue to say it's a disease.
Yeah.
Her disease told her lies. Her mental illness, health issues told her lies about herself that were so far from the truth. And we she couldn't get past that.
Yeah. And yet at the same time, Naomi, very passionate about raising awareness.
Absolutely.
Because she was very out loud about it.
It was,
you know, about that, writing about it and, you know, how it was, you know, really painting the picture in her. I think it came out in 2016 about, like, she couldn't get out of bed, couldn't get up and bathe. And it was just like there was a fog in her mind.
Right.
And she really tried
to describe it to the person who hasn't experienced
that. That's right.
So you can understand
it. Yeah, because
for a second.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because unless you've walked those shoes, you don't know.
She, you know, well, maybe this is going to be the wonderful gift of Naomi
Judd
afterwards, but it's pretty amazing on the part of Ashley to
have
be able to
strength.
Sit down. Yeah. And of course, Diane Sawyer, you know,
she's so good.
She is pretty good.
She's really good.
If she's not talking to Britney Spears or something,
right. And I think everybody's grown and evolved, you know, and it's changed. Interviews have changed, but I do think the big thing is she addressed it immediately. Obviously, it's too soon for us to talk to the public. Obviously, we're in grieving.
Yeah,
but this is too big of a deal not to.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are grateful that there's more conversation and discussion around it.
I agree.
Yeah, that was a good talk, guys. That was really well done.
All right, listen, thanks.